The following episode of Footy Prime the Podcast contains violence, coarse language, talking of shite, full frontal nudity, and adult scenes. Listener discretion is advised. BetMGM, the place for soccer in Canada, presents Footy Prime.
Oh, let's go!
Footy, footy, it's time to get this party started. It's the Footy, footy, it's time to get this party started. With Danny, Jimmy, Gregor, Andy, Jimmy, and JC. All we know and all we talk about is Footy, footy. It's time to get this party started tonight.
Live from downtown Toronto, it's Ad Club Digital Day. And Footy Prime Live, starring a bunch of people you don't know yet, but you're about to. James Charmin, Amy Dubs Walsh,
woo!
Legendary Craig Forrest's face, Daniel Joseph Wong, and Jiminy Jimbo Jim Brennan. I'm JC. Let's get this party started.
Hello, Ad Club people. Now, most of you probably have no idea who we are.
So today, we thought we'd do something a little bit different. We'll talk some soccer, some football, because there's a little tournament happening in a few weeks' time here in Toronto, here in Vancouver, here across North America. It's called the World Cup. You may have heard about it. We might get to some of that at some point today. This is being recorded for our regular podcast and also on YouTube, which means that we should at some point address footballing issues. But Mr. Daniele Wongerton,
yeah,
you have a bit of a getting to know you session.
Yeah, I thought a lot of people might know our podcast talking about soccer.
He's swallowing.
But what I thought we'd do, and Charms, we have to thank our sponsor. So thank you, our sponsorship with our partnership with SiriusXM. Thank you, Andrea Kent, for putting this together.
Hey, Andrea.
And also our friends at BetMGM who sponsor us every day. So thank you.
Make it legendary.
Make it legendary.
Yeah, bet on it.
I thought it'd be important for everyone to get to know us because the World Cup is coming. Yes, we talk about soccer, but I think it's even more important that they get to know the personalities on the podcast. I mean,
what's with your little finger?
What, my broken finger?
The way you're holding it. It's not a teapot.
It's tucked under the microphone.
So I broke my finger 4 times just so everyone can see it. And just so everyone knows, if you go into the bathroom over there, there's someone who wants to buy your poop for $100. It says it on the wall in graffiti, just so everybody knows. First question. I thought this would be great. First question, and Dubs always has a great answer.
Oh.
If you had a theme song that played whenever you walked into a room, what would it be? What would it be?
You're going to me first.
Yes. We talked about this.
Okay. I'm put on the spot. I will say Little Bones by The Tragically Hip.
Why is that?
I don't know. I just love the song.
What, how's it go again?
You know that one? No.
No. No.
And a buck and a half.
And a buck and a half.
For a beer.
For a beer.
Okay.
Happy hour. Happy
so
hour.
So very Canadian.
Happy hour is here.
Very Canadian.
Yeah.
Is it because you drink so much? You love happy hours?
Yeah. Yeah.
There it is.
It's right on brand.
Charms?
See, I hate these questions already. Because it's like, who's your favorite artist?
Well, yours is Freddie Mercury, as you told us.
Yeah. So I'll go Queen then. So I'm coming into a pitch or a rink, my intro song, right?
Yes.
Don't Stop Me Now.
Oh,
it's the happiest song in the world. It's being voted
it
the
is
happiest
a very happy song,
song in the world.
Yeah.
Don't stop me now.
Because I'm having a good time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like a sex machine ready to reload.
I know. Isn't that Pharrell song happy? That's got to be happier than that song.
No, it's not.
It's a pretty happy song.
I do. I love that pick, Charms.
Thank you.
Big fan.
Okay. Craig, you get to go.
I would say Thunderstruck.
AC/DC.
AC/DC, yeah.
But,
how can you go wrong with that?
No, you can't.
Can't go wrong with it.
No, not for an intro into walk. Like if you were a wrestler. Or a boxer walking in?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah, or at the Club World Cup, right? When every player got their intro at the Club World Cup?
Oh, yeah.
That could be for us.
Yeah. If there's any Gen Zs listening, like they have no idea what we're talking about.
Well, let's try and get us there. JC, Gen Z, what would, maybe, you're the youngest out of all of us. What would that be? Your song.
My song?
Yeah.
Probably, well, Hop Little Bunny, Hop, Hop, Hop. It's a Miss Rachel jam.
Yeah.
It's really good. Starts off slow, Little Bunny sleeping till it's nearly noon. Shall we wake them with a merry tune?
Oh.
They're so still, are they ill? Which is a weird lyric, I'm not going to lie. Wake up soon. It's like, oh, what if it never wakes up? But then it's ding, ding, ding. Hop, little bunnies, hop, hop, hop. Everybody hop, little bunnies, hop, hop, hop. Hop, hop little bunnies, hop, hop, hop. Hop, 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 hop and stop. And then there's more. It's my daughter's favorite song, and it's my favorite song, too.
Yay, Charlie.
Never heard of it.
Jimmy, you get to end this round with what would your kind of walk-in music be?
My walk-in music would be Soft Cell, Tainted Love. Dun-dun-dun.
Yeah, and Craig and I saw them at Budweiser Stage last year, right?
Yeah.
And they still held up.
I'm telling you.
They were amazing.
Everybody was waiting for that song.
Oh, that one song. Because I think that's all they've got, right?
That's the only song.
Don't open with that one.
One hit, one hit.
Everyone's leaving.
By the way, it's World Cup song season, right? And every World Cup, there's some great songs. There's some really bad songs, too. The unofficial songs are always better, but I know Canada Soccer have an album coming out, and I've heard some of the songs, and there's some really bad ones on there, but there's also some great ones, including Dallas Green,
yeah,
Covering the Hip, and A Head by a Century, and it's incredible. It's brilliant. It's haunting.
Can I say that I didn't like Tragically Hip when they first came out?
No, you can't say that.
So I'm just admitting Tragically Hip I found overrated. But now, I like them a little bit now.
What, since worn you down.
Yeah, like when did this switch happen?
You know what? It was more about his death and how, I know I'm not trying to, but it was how much they meant to Canada.
Sure.
And how much they meant to, like I didn't understand that. And so it was probably around the time that we started this podcast that I said, oh, there's some real Canadiana here, and it's important to Canadians. So
death brought you together.
Death.
Yeah.
Gord Downie's death. Yeah.
It's a bit like, you know what, Bowie. So I've always liked Bowie, but not until he died did I really appreciate Bowie. And now he's always playing on my headphones, AirPods in my house, always. From old Bowie to the Black Star, the most recent.
Do you have any new music on your iPod?
There is no new music ended in 1999.
On your disc man?
Mm. It's all crap now. Wonga, who's your? I mean, come on.
Yeah.
Oh, mine would probably be like a hip hop song, but if I got it, there's a song by De La Soul called, God, I'm blanking on the song, but it's literally got samples from, I'm going to remember this later. So there you go. That was a hard question.
A good answer.
But it's a hip hop song.
Answer,
so. It's early 80s or Tribe Called Quest.
Yes.
Can You Kick It?
Yes.
Because that's also a great song to come into.
Yeah.
So there's what I'm going with.
Also, did you leave your wallet in El Segundo?
That's a great song.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. It's a great song. Actually,
Frags, yes.
I heard this morning, John here from SiriusXM played one of the Scottish World Cup songs.
Oh, yes.
It's hilarious. And actually, one of the lines is, Canada sucks. But it's still really good.
Yeah.
It's definitely worth listening to.
Do we have any, if we are talking World Cup, do we have any built-in animus being Canadian from other countries? Like, is there any other country who hate us right now?
Hate us?
Yeah. Other than...
From a football, soccer
sense?
Yeah,
from a football, soccer sense.
Not really. No.
Honduras.
No. Who's going to hate us?
No, we're innocuous.
Honduras, maybe.
The U.S.?
We're not threatening.
The U.S. might hate us?
Nah. I don't even think then.
Mexico?
They don't care.
No.
That's the beauty, though, right? Yeah. No one respects us, and that's great.
Yes.
We want that.
It kind of feels like footy prime sometimes.
By the end of this World Cup, by the end of this World Cup, I really hope that Qatar hate us.
But this is what I'm saying.
And Bosnia Herzegovina hate us.
Yes.
Right.
And those damn Swiss.
And we get the neutrals to hate us.
Well, do the Bosnia Herzegovinians hate us, right?
They hate a lot of people, though, and fair enough.
Oh, jeez.
Well, they do. They were war-torn.
They were war-torn. Yeah. But if you've seen who the Bosnia, I went through their demographic, They have an interesting country right now that's all kind of pulled together.
Yeah, no, it's a great story.
Yeah.
It is. Like, almost so great that I'm very concerned about being one of these stories at the World Cup. Yeah. Very good team. Yeah.
Right.
Okay, second question. Sorry.
No, I was going to say the majority of the Bosnian team are born outside of the country because of what happened during the war, and then everybody's, you know, moved to other places. But, yeah, they still have got a massive heart and a lot of pride as well, like no other footballing country. Maybe you look at somebody like Croatia, you know, those types of countries.
Are they going to be our – who's the toughest game? Switzerland for the first round?
Switzerland.
Yeah.
Okay.
Switzerland, yeah.
Probably, yeah. Yeah, tournament team.
Can we hate the Swiss? Is that what we're going to start doing?
I think no.
Okay, from now on, anyone who's cheering for Canada, you must hate the Swiss.
I think
just so you know, they're too neutral. They're too fucking neutral.
No,
your chocolate's too good.
Toblerones suck.
Yeah. Sneaky hateable, for sure.
Make nice watches.
Yeah. Yes.
They make nice watches.
Yep.
Great watches. They run like clockwork.
Their listens are pretty good, too.
Yeah, generally.
Second question. And my daughter has just kind of been telling me she's got misophonia, where chewing and stuff drives her crazy.
Misophonia?
Misophonia.
We've talked about this in a pod before.
That's like Canada's strikers.
No, that's that venereal disease we're talking about. That's good.
Hit the target.
So, but what is a completely normal thing that secretly gives you the ick or drives you crazy? Anyone ready to answer that?
No, I need
doing this podcast every morning.
I'll start. No, I'll start. When someone loads the dishwasher improperly, I have to follow. I know it's crazy. When my daughters do the dishwasher, when my girlfriend does the dishwasher, I'm like, okay, this is driving me nuts. It's one of the only things that drives me nuts because I'm pretty laid back other than that. So that's the one thing that drives me crazy.
I have one.
Yeah?
I hate it when people complain about me packing the dishwasher. It drives me freaking crazy. And me and my missus... We don't fight very often. When we do, it's generally
is
over the
true?
Dishwasher.
Are you just making a joke?
No, we've had like screaming fits over the dishwasher. And I've proven to her there's no right way of doing it. If they come out clean, it's done properly.
There is a right way to do it.
No, there's not.
They tell you how to load it. Sorry, I'm just saying.
Efficiency.
Yeah. Anybody else?
I've got one, but it's not my own. It's about what Sharms just said about he and Tony getting into it over how the dishwasher is loaded.
Yes.
My husband and I, JP, will frequently get into fights about clutter or the house or the state of the house. And something he absolutely despises that I do, and I know it's not great, but I do it anyway, and I'm sure it gives him the ick, is my car, our shared cars. I always put the kids' garbage, my garbage, not like a gross banana peel, but like just a little piece of paper or a Kleenex just in the side door, and it drives him mad. So that would be his ick.
So the JP's ick, who's not here to defend himself.
Well, I'm kind of backing him, and I'm saying that I'm a bit of a deplorable for doing that.
Do you mean to do it?
I'm conscious of the fact that in doing so, that it's rage-inducing for him. It's almost rage bait at this point.
Right. I'm just happy I'm not married to him. Yes.
That's okay.
Yeah.
JC? I would say getting into when you're driving, getting into a left lane, you're sitting there, and then the light goes green, and the car in front of you puts a little signal on to take a left.
Oh, fuck yeah.
That drives me fucking nuts.
Yeah, and then you're sitting there.
Yeah, and if they put their signal on earlier, I could have gotten the other lane. Anyway.
This is a great old man segment.
It is. It is like so leaving the front door open in the winter, right?
Yeah.
We're not heating the whole neighborhood.
Leaving the lights on in every single room in the house.
Yeah, exactly.
JC has one.
Yeah. Yeah. You know when you're like, when you're in your car and the car in front of you like turns on its signal and you're like, oh no,
that's a good one.
That's my least favorite.
No, I'm just kidding, but actually I do have one. This happened to me driving in on the highway today. When you're driving and there's loads of people in front of you in the fast lane, and some moron comes behind you and flashes their lights like, oh, all 3,000 of you must move out of the way for this dick. It is Tesla. Now there's anything wrong with Tesla. Love a good sponsored Tesla. But boy, when Gary rolls up behind you and's like, get out of the way.
Yep.
What's that about?
Jimmy, do you have anything?
Yeah, there's a lot that bothers me. I've been mad at myself lately because for some reason I keep getting in the shower, but I forget my fucking towel. And then I got to walk down the hallway
with drenched. When I room with you, yeah, you'd be having a shower, didn't bring your towel in or whatever, and you're like, hey, Stacks, come and get me a... what?
I know. I'm mad at myself for that. But then also, what drives me crazy is if I leave shit around the house, or even if I go over to your house and I leave something, my shoes or my keys, and I go back to find it and it's gone, that drives me mental. Just leave it where it is, because that's where I know it is.
They were never there, Jimmy.
And then they're hanging up, my shoes are gone, and I'm like, where's my fucking shoes?
Oh,
like,
no.
Drives me nuts.
Stella's cleaning up after you, or Jess, and you hate
I've
that?
I've got a soccer-related one.
It's true.
Yeah.
I can't stand it nowadays when you see these players cutting holes in their socks.
Oh,
what is that for?
One.
I didn't know this.
Like,
one.
It's going to make a difference.
Doesn't
what
make
is the difference?
Difference?
You, tell me so what it's for.
Well, it's supposed to be for cramping, because their calves are that big that the socks become tight.
Oh, so they...
In the
cut
back of the
along
socks.
The
yeah,
back end here.
You'll see different formations.
Those are my normal socks. I haven't bought a new pair of socks. Yeah.
But they stopped it now. They banned it in a lot of places. Yeah. Said no more.
Yeah, not by design.
Oh, I see.
In which leagues?
I think it's the CPL. They stopped it and said
really?
No
good
more
for
cutting.
Them. See, once again, the CPL set in the trend. They're visionaries. Mm. From the new offside law to banning cutting holes in your
That's
socks.
Right. No daylight allowed in socks.
No daylight allowed in socks. Yeah. Thank you, Arsene Wenger.
It's funnier when you repeat it.
It is.
Yeah.
Big crowd today.
Great crowd. I'd like to thank the great crowd out there. Yeah.
John, yeah. Woo. Even Frags has stopped listening.
I say footy. You say prime. Footy.
See,
there you go.
They both did such a great job.
Here's one that I liked. Here's a question. What is a totally normal thing you've never done? And I'm going to start. I have never watched the movie Titanic.
Me too.
I have never watched Titanic.
Me too.
So
stupid film. Know how it ends.
How do you know?
We know the ending. So why bother?
What's the ending? I don't know.
It sinks.
It sinks.
It's true. Yeah.
But there's something about an old lady lying. That's all I remember.
Oh.
Is it? Well, I don't know. Have you've not seen Titanic?
No, I have. But like the latest one is like Rose totally had room on the floating piece of wood for Jack, but she let him die. Come on, Rose.
Oh, so Kate Winslet's character could have saved Leo.
Yeah.
She's a murderer.
She didn't give him a piece of wood.
Yeah. She All right. went down for that.
This is going to be a polarizing segment. I can tell already.
Yeah.
Going to get hate mail.
Anybody else? A totally normal thing that you've never done. JC.
I've never read a novel. Never read a full novel. And my mom's an English teacher. I've never start to finish read a novel.
Have you started a novel?
I've started many novels. I've never finished a novel.
Titanic.
How did you do in English in high school when you had to do a book report?
Well, my mom was an English teacher, so she...
What does that have to do with it?
She would just tell me what the answer was.
Have you ever bought a book?
Oh, I have loads of books. And I've read bits of them, but I've just never read a whole book. Like, as... What happens is when I read a page, then I realize I've been reading the same page for like three days.
Over and over, yeah.
Yeah, and I can't remember what I read, so I just watch. I look at the covers. So if the cover's cool,
most
I buy
books
it.
Are movies now anyway.
Well, that's
so
all
what's
you
the
need.
Point?
Yeah. And they have audiobooks now.
Yeah,
so,
right. So now, have you listened to a novel?
Not all the way through. that's true. So there
just
you go.
Just the first minute.
I'm very well read.
Very edumacated.
Dubs, anything?
I mean, nothing that's just like the part of the mundane routine of your day, but I don't know why this came to mind, but, and Forrest and Jimmy will know this too, like when you sign a professional contract, like sometimes there'll be things like you can't do risky activities like downhill skiing, which seems like it's part of winter life in Canada, or if you're rich enough to be able to afford it, but it's a regular thing. or you can't ride a motorcycle. So I, my really good pal in high school worked for the family business, had a bunch of money, repaired motorcycles on the side, and wanted me to go, like, Amy, come on. And my dad forbade me. Like, my dad wasn't super strict, but he's like, you will never go on a motorcycle. And then in my contracts, you couldn't ride a motorcycle anyway.
So this is when you started hitchhiking on highways.
Yeah, so I was like, sidecar only.
That makes sense, though. Like, my parents brought me up to say motorcycles were silly.
Were what?
Silly. Like, they were too dangerous for anybody.
Yeah. Well,
they
are.
Yeah.
They're so much fun, though.
Pardon me?
It's so much fun.
How many times have you been on a motorcycle?
I had a motorbike. I used to have one.
Have you?
Yeah.
Oh.
I grew up around motorbikes. My dad was a big biker. Harleys.
No way. Really?
I used to ride as a kid.
Why are we only learning this now?
I know.
I had a bike. I actually sold my bike to buy a goddamn engagement ring.
No.
Yeah. How'd that turn out?
And when she said no.
I know. So silly.
Do you know my brother Mike has a Harley?
Does he?
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
He's the funny
Rides
Brennan.
It often.
He's
great.
The funny Brennan.
Harleys are, there's nothing like them. You sit in a Harley, you're shaking, and then you pull away, and it's smooth, and everyone's scared of you. It's amazing. I love it.
Do the bouncing thing again? Yeah, it's not. They're not cool.
We've got two more. We've got two more get to know me questions, and then we're switching over to some predictions for World Cup.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. If you could live in any fictional movie or TV universe for a week, where are you picking? And I'm going to start. I'd like to be in the show, the old show, Party of Five. I'd like to fit in.
Nev Campbell.
Yeah. Nev Campbell.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. I think it was a great show in the 90s.
Nev Campbell.
What?
You want to fit in Nev Campbell?
No. I just think it would be great to be the happy-go-lucky neighbor who comes in and tries to cheer up that sad death family.
Like Wilson.
Yeah. Like Urkel. More like Urkel. So I'd come over, they're like, what's Urkel doing over here? Or Skippy from Family Ties.
So Party of Five, this tragic story about this family who lose their parents.
Yes.
You want to be the funny, wacky neighbor.
Yeah, yeah. That's where I come in.
The Asian who shows up and says, did I do that?
What would be a catchphrase? What's your catchphrase? Are you having a laugh?
Yeah.
Who wants to poop?
And I go.
Anybody else?
And I go.
Does anybody have a fictional scenario that they would like to be in? What movie or film?
I do.
Yes.
I would like to be in Pirates of the Caribbean.
Oh, you'd be good.
I want to hang out with Jack Sparrow.
Yeah.
You'd be a good pirate.
Be a sidekick.
You'd be a great pirate.
I think so.
If he got the sideburns, because Jack Sparrow did have that older sidekick guy with the big gray mutton chops.
Yeah.
Yes.
Right?
Well, didn't Jack
Sparrow
base...
That would be Jimmy's pirate name. Mutton Chops.
Didn't Jack Sparrow base himself on Keith Richards?
That's
yes,
right.
He did.
We're going back to music.
Yeah.
Sirius XM. Listen to them.
I'd like to be in Goodfellas. I'd like to be a gangster for a few hours.
Yeah. That would be good.
Do some killing.
With the bank robbing.
I think that baseball you'd get bat. Off, you get killed quite early on.
You think so?
Yeah. You would probably be like the snitch.
I'll be the kid who's serving them, who Joe Pesci shoots in the head. I'll be that guy.
You'd be a snitch. Yeah. Serves me like that.
Yeah.
There's a rat.
Oh,
he's
rat
done.
That guy over there.
I'm not a snitch.
Okay, Goodfellas. Dubs. Kregger.
I don't know.
Seinfeld.
Oh,
you'd be good.
You could be the wacky neighbor.
I'd be Kramer, wouldn't I?
You would. Yeah. You would be like in the Bizarro episode. You're like Elaine's friend who's also tall and kind of zany.
Kind of geeky?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's me.
Can you say giddy up?
I can see you modeling giddy underwear.
Up. Giddy up?
Giddy up.
Giddy up.
There you go.
It's pretty good, yeah.
JC?
Yeah, I'd like to be in that that movie Planet Earth with David Attenborough. So many, like...
As what? An animal?
No, just me. But like...
But regular size, or do you want to be like... a small little miniature JC getting chased by like a mantis or something.
Wouldn't it be great though?
Just me.
And then you hear the voice going, if you look closely behind a bush, there's a ginger.
There's a gentleman over here in the podcast space. What are you looking for? Yeah, what's your name? Greg. Hey, Greg's having a coffee.
Hey, Greg, who's going to win the World Cup?
Oh, okay. Good, 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 good,
answer.
We're switching up. That was our Get to Know Me feature on Footy Prime, brought to you by BetMGM. There was a few other questions, but I thought we should talk a little bit about football and the World Cup. So, Sharms, do you have anything? Why don't you lead us in this part?
Okay, so we heard there France is obviously one of the big favorites.
Yeah.
Spain's one of the big favorites. Let's talk about who might be a true dark horse.
Oh, I like this.
World Cup. Yes. We can all say Spain and France and England.
Norway.
Norway. Norway's a dark horse. You think so, do you? With Erling Haaland's dominance
and his
qualifying.
Crew, yes.
I do.
Ooh. I want to see who their first... Yeah. Do you know who's in Norway's? Let me find it.
You know what? There's so many teams. In previous World Cups, you kind of know the groups because there's 32 teams, eight groups.
Yep.
Now there's 48 teams. I can't remember one group outside Canada's. I know. Okay, so you got Mexico. You got.
I think Norway's Group I.
Right? I don't know. USA, Paraguay.
Okay, I'm going to give you Norway's so everybody knows. Norway has Iraq on June 16th, Senegal on June 22nd, and France on the 26th.
Yeah.
So that could be... I mean, Senegal's a good team too, Jimmy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but France, Norway come out of that group, I think.
France won't?
France and Norway.
Oh, okay. Might be a third place team too, right?
That's right.
Potentially. I like Norway. They are definitely a dark horse. Probably the most impressive qualifying team.
Yep.
I think out of all teams. And have that difference maker up top. Erling Haaland, who some say can't score the big goal in the big game.
Who says that?
Lots of people.
Oh.
Look, but he got them to a World Cup.
Some people.
That's odd to me. I thought all he did was score.
Yeah.
Big games.
Right.
It's unfair. He's obviously world-class and difference maker, but there's been certain finals where he hasn't been as dominant as expected.
So there's two teams that made the semis last World Cup. Croatia, who was in Canada's first round, and Morocco. Mm-hmm. Both, I can't call them dark horses, but can we call teams like that dark horses now?
Not Croatia. Croatia is not a dark horse. Morocco, before they got to the last World Cup, dark horse.
Yeah.
Croatia's too established.
Okay, now though, would Morocco be a dark horse?
I think so, still.
Still?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's no African team's ever won the World Cup.
Right.
Right. And they're probably the best of the bunch. Senegal, as mentioned, are pretty good as well.
Senegal, for me, are they're my dark horse. Because they want to, obviously, they had it taken away from them, the African Cup of Nations.
Right.
Oh, my goodness.
Right. So I think they got a bone to pick.
I will say, I've got this sneaking suspicion that an African team might do it this year.
At some point, they're going to.
Yeah. I mean, listen, the heat won't affect them as badly as other teams, perhaps. They're always so fit. And now, like, tactically, you look at Senegal and Morocco, they're smart, well-coached teams.
Yep.
Players playing at the highest level as well. And I remember Pelé saying, this is back, must be 30 years ago, that they're on the cusp of winning a World Cup, Africa. Pelé wasn't right about very much. He was a great guy, maybe the greatest ever to play the game, but got a lot wrong with his predictions, and he's wrong with that. But maybe now, too.
He was like Michael Jordan, or
yes,
Michael Jordan was like Pelé.
Very much so.
Right.
Actually, Wayne Gretzky.
Yeah.
You can't say Jordan.
No, well, it's interesting, though. One of Pelé's ick was Wayne Gretzky mispronouncing names at the draw. It's true.
Was his ick?
Yeah.
What?
In Pelé's Get to Know Me questions?
Yes.
His ick was Wayne Gretzky mispronouncing names.
Yeah. No, but so, it was funny. We were talking on last podcast, traditional nations that will disappoint this year. And Dubs throughout Mexico, and the earlier big question, I thought Mexico would do really well because of the heat, because of that. Like, they're going to be playing at home. And I was looking up playing at home. So I think it's 58% of home teams, 58 to 60% of home teams win their games at the World Cup and across. So how much...
Sorry, a host of a World Cup?
Yes.
That's the stat?
Even host. But it was more of a broader home teams win 60% of the time. Because
they win the whole thing?
No, not like just every game. Like,
okay.
Yeah, so... Not the whole... I'm just talking soccer across the board.
Yeah.
But
oh, okay.
Playing in Mexico with that heat, Did you ever play Mexico?
Yep.
Okay. So the three of you all played in Mexico. Altitude, heat, pollution, environment.
Mexicans.
Mexicans, good overwhelming, yeah.
Good
right?
Footballers.
Like an overwhelming...
Like, oh, it's a true home field advantage for Mexico, especially in Mexico City at Azteca.
Yeah.
That's an incredible place and well supported. Yeah, I think they're one of the greatest teams that have never won the World Cup, or greatest countries, certainly, from a soccer standpoint, being mad about the sport and not quite got over the hump at the World Cup.
Right.
That's a good question, actually. The greatest team to never win the World Cup.
Mm.
Right.
Greatest nation.
Greatest nation. From a footballing standpoint, Mexico's got to be right there.
I agree with that. Yeah. I agree.
I mean, go through them. In South America, Argentina, Brazil, obviously. Uruguay's won it.
Yep.
Yeah. Maybe Chile a little bit.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Perhaps.
Yeah.
They've had their golden generations, but not consistently like Mexico.
Yeah.
Europe, I mean, obviously France, Germany, Spain. There's no one really else. England, they've won it, believe it or not, a long time ago.
Yeah. What about Japan?
Japan?
See, I was going to call them out as my dark horse, but I was going to put it to you guys, like our existential questions around these big World Cup ones. Is it, can you still call Japan a dark horse?
Oh, yeah.
Can you?
I mean, okay, name me one superstar on the Japan team.
Well, I think the other question would be, who's not a dark horse anymore then? Like, who would you not be surprised by? A Germany, a Spain, a France, Portugal? Is Portugal a dark horse?
Oh, you know, they're the ones. Portugal. Surely the greatest team to never win the World Cup.
Right? Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I'd say
that's
more,
true.
Although Portugal were only relevant internationally late 80s.
Yeah, because they were sort of the underperformers.
Yeah, it wasn't until the Luis Figo, Rui Costa era that they became relevant on the international stage. A really small country, don't forget.
Well, they had Sabio, one of the greatest players of all time.
And who else?
But that's it.
And in that era, right? But you're right.
I'm sure his teammates were pretty good, too, but I just don't know them.
It's like my era with the women's national team. Relevant because of Christine Sinclair, Charmaine Hooper, you might argue, but and everybody else, right?
I'd throw an Amy Walsh in there.
No.
You got to throw Dubs in there.
Yeah, exactly.
100 caps Dubs.
Yeah, who did Sinky say was her biggest influence, mentor, most impactful thing she ever heard? Amy Dubs Walsh.
Amy Dubs Walsh.
You
pretty sure
you
she was like a sponsored
Sinky.
Thing. She had to say that.
Sponsored by you.
Yeah, that's right. I paid her a lot of money.
I'll give you $80.
So this is good because then we can say, anybody who wants to meet Amy Walsh, Christine Sinclair's idol.
Mentor.
Yes.
That should be like on all my profiles.
That's right.
On my
bio, exactly.
Right?
On your, you know how you have your picture and your footy prime on your signature on your email? Christine Sinclair's mentor.
Like today, like Jimmy has presenter and producer.
Yes.
I just have co-host, but I could have co-host and Christine Sinclair's mentor.
Yes.
But at least you don't take it personally.
No, at least. But wait, before you go to the next thing, I think it was last pod or the pod before, Charms, you weren't discounting South American teams, but you weren't thinking they were going to make a lot of noise at this World Cup. Based on your question about Mexico, they seem well-suited because they have the support, they're used to and acclimatized to the conditions. Do we think South American teams might be the sleepers of this tournament?
It's a great question.
Mm. Yeah, because I think, you know, when you would talk about temperature and the last World Cup wasn't a factor because they had air conditioning outdoor stadiums.
I mean,
what the fuck are we talking about here? But... But that's going to be a factor this time because it's been 8 years since we've actually had a position where some games are going to be incredibly hot.
Yep.
Remember back in 1994, it was a factor. The Irish were actually dying out there when they were playing.
Well, and this is, I even brought up the Eastern European teams and even the Northern European teams who will be sitting there in plus 30, even though there's water breaks that are built in this year. Plus 30.
Hydration breaks.
Hydration breaks. Yeah. Sorry. Yes, because you could also have a glass of Chablis.
Yeah, yeah, and or one ball gin.
Or but, a little sponsored item.
That will be, I think that's going to have an effect. And I think that leads to teams that are, that have regulated to that more easily will do better.
Yeah, but who won the Club World Cup last year? Chelsea. The English team.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah, right, full of foreigners.
Yeah, but who've been playing in England for years, though, right?
No, but even the World Cup in Brazil, who won that? It was Germany, wasn't it?
2010. Was it Germany? I can't remember now.
Remember they pumped Brazil like 7-1?
Yes.
In the World Cup?
I do remember that, yeah.
Oh, okay.
That was the Neymar did his back. See,
like, for me, it? I don't think it makes a difference.
It's still
I just
rolling.
Think
still rolling.
Players can adapt. Players can adapt to the climate and whatever's been thrown at them. I just think European teams are too strong at the moment. When you look at France, you look at Spain, Germany, you know what they're like when it's World Cup time. They're unbelievable. England's going to be good. But I just can't see anybody else really testing them in world football at the moment. I think Argentina's getting a little bit too old right now. I'm not sure about Brazil, where they stand. Uruguay, nah, I don't see them winning it. I think it's going to be a European team that's going to win it.
Yeah, the gap's never been bigger, I don't think, between Europe and South America. Now, you say that with the defending champions being Argentina, but they were old when they won it. 4 years there, they're still old. They have Messi, of course. But you have, is Rodrigo de Paul going to be able to huff and puff around the field? For Brazil, is Neymar at, 34 now and not playing regular minutes these days through injury, going to huff and puff around the field long enough? Mm. I think you're right. I think the South American teams, they might surprise us, but I don't see them being contenders outside of the fact that they are, of course, the defending champion in Argentina.
Our friend Flash Thompson, we were talking about what team will disappoint, and he actually threw out England.
Well, they will. It's what they do at World Cups. Listen, they've reached finals and semifinals.
Has England become what you think of the Leafs? Like they'll always disappoint?
Yeah, I feel I have to support them, but I know how it ends. Much like
the Titanic.
It sinks in the end. Yeah. Exactly.
So wait, for England, who would be on the door and who are they pushing off? And they die, but the lone person survives.
I think. Okay, Phil Foden's being pushed off.
Yeah.
He might be off the squad entirely, in fact.
Maybe Jude Bellingham off the starting 11.
He's definitely off the starting 11.
Yeah.
Because Jude Bellingham or Morgan Rogers are just better than Phil Foden right now. That's a great question, though.
Is it Tuchel?
Is your Mazer German? Is your father German?
But you do have one of the best strikers in form right now in world football.
Yeah,
he's far.
I think Harry's on the piece of wood floating around, just shoving off. The Fodens of the
you
world.
Off.
Oh, yeah, I don't want you on here at all. Yes. No, time to go.
You must get off my island.
Watch the sketches.
I'm going to bring us back as we finish up our 45-minute podcast, because we're getting pretty close to that. Going to finish up with the last get-to-know-me question.
Oh, great.
So if you didn't have to sleep, what would you do with that extra time? And I know Dubs is cleaning her house. And her car.
Well, Craig doesn't sleep, right?
No, I know what I would do. I would be doing like tap lessons. I would like to become a tap dancer. I just remember Lawrence Welk back in the day, and they'd bring those two guys in, a black guy and a white guy, and they would just do their tap dancing. And I always thought, this is the coolest thing in the world.
It does sound cool, doesn't it? I like
it
the way
does.
It sounds.
Yeah.
That you could tap to music. Mm. I think I'd like to do it all, ball change, all that kind of stuff.
It still seems an odd thing to choose. You know, you could choose anything in the world to do when you can't sleep.
Like read more books.
Tap dancing.
Yeah. Get educated.
Maybe do some World Cup research.
Learn sign language. American sign
language. Ironically, your neighbor downstairs is trying to sleep.
That's right.
You're learning.
But there's a lot of things
routine.
I could choose. Tap dancing would be one of it.
Signing would be a great idea.
Which would be?
Signing.
American Sign Language. Yeah.
Yeah. I want to be beside like a politician.
No.
Wherever he is, signing for him.
Okay. And so you have 8 hours, Sharms. What are you adding to your day?
Signing.
Oh, okay.
So I can be another career choice. I want to be a professional signer.
Is that what they're called?
But say the opposite to what they're saying.
Well, that's happened before.
Mm. I'm sure it has.
Dubs?
It's really self-indulgent, but I'm going
to
say...
It's supposed to be.
So I would love to say, like, I want to pursue the arts or learn another language or do something admirable, but it's not that at all. I want to watch like reality TV or like a really shitty series and get completely sucked in because I watch a lot of sports. I get a chance to, I afforded the opportunity to watch a ton of football. And I love that, that's my job, both for Footy Prime and like being a commentator or like an analyst. But I lose out on like the self-indulgent stuff. So it would be like, really smarmy love stories or rom-coms or reality TV.
Amy Walsh, who wants to change the world, definitely leans into like Jimmy's Below Deck, right? Something
you
like
should
that.
Watch it.
No. Can we not frame it as Jimmy's Below Deck? Like, well, that's a little bit, so, not
watch
that.
Jimmy's boat.
No.
Maybe Jimmy's sink.
Jimmy's pirate below deck.
Yeah, well, that's it. There seems to be a nautical theme with Jimmy.
Yeah.
Craig, what would your extra 8 hours be?
Watching more documentaries.
Oh.
No, don't, please.
I love documentaries.
We know you do. And we know when you're watching one that's rather controversial.
My daughter's in England. Talking to her yesterday. She said, what are you doing? I go, I'm watching a documentary. She's like, yeah, of course you are.
Do you like historical documentaries?
Yeah.
More so than more contemporary?
No, I like What's any type to? Of documentary, but historical ones, yeah.
There's some good UFO ones out there right now.
Yeah, yeah. Well, apparently they released the files, didn't they?
Apparently, yeah. Slowly. Drip, drip, drip before you know it. Here they are, the aliens.
There's got to be a lot of redactions because when they release files over there.
JC, what's your extra 8 hours going
to
be?
My extra 8 hours, I'd probably go down to JFK for a couple of weeks and be an AD on the show Border Security.
That's what you're doing anyways.
Exactly. I don't know how the hell I'm going to fit that in. And sleep.
And edit the show?
And edit the show.
And yet you will. I'll figure it out.
So yes. last person to answer, Jimmy, what is your extra 8 hours going to deliver?
I would like to build something with my hands.
Oh. Like?
With my bare hands.
Like?
A house.
I would like
to build a house.
Are you able to? Do you have the expertise?
Well, I have some of it.
You got hands.
You do? YouTube.
Your dad could YouTube. Have built a house.
My dad could do it. My brother Mike can do it, but I would like to do it.
Yeah.
Like build it from scratch.
That'd be cool.
You know what it would be? Have you seen those things on social media where it's like the kids' drawings of like birds or like a panther or an elephant and then they bring it to life, like they animate it and it looks all fucked up?
Yeah.
That would be that's the picture of the house that you built in my mind's eye right now where it's like.
Like a Dr. Seuss house?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Like a little spirally thing at the top?
No, I would actually go more contemporary.
You know what? Actually, I think, can I not sign?
Yeah.
I think I'd like to master AI so I can use it to be as lazy as possible.
Can I just say we got a lot of pushback on our AI picture that you put up on Instagram?
People hate our AI picture.
Yes.
They do.
Did you see what SiriusXM tried to do with the AI picture? I came out looking like a Filipino basketball player.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
I think I was bustier, though, so Filipino. I liked it.
What's that?
You're not Filipino.
Oh, God. Sharms, what are you? White guy.
Yeah, so generic.
Thank you, everybody, for putting up with our parlance.
Oh, they won't be happy now it's ending.
All right.
Yeah. No, no, carry on this thing. Look at them all.
I know. No, don't end.
Remember, come and listen to Footy Prime whenever you can on SiriusXM's app. We're listening to us for the World Cup. We want to thank everybody, JC. Throw in your thank yous after Sharm's thanks our sponsor.
BetMGM. Canada's one-stop shop for soccer betting in Canada. Make it legendary. I've got a new...
Did you add something to that?
Yeah, I did.
All right.
Yeah, it's your one-stop shop for your sports betting.
Oh, I like
Canada.
That. That's good.
BetMGM. I like that.
As long as it's not somebody else's.
It might be.
JC, take us out.
Well, thank you to our hosts and our folks, SiriusXM. To Ad Club, Digital Day, it's a blast. To the pug that has the balloon. To our whole team that put all this together. And also, and to that pug. That pug just stole the show. There's a pug with a balloon.
Footy Prime is brought to you by BetMGM. Make it legendary. Check us out on YouTube at youtube.com/footyprime and subscribe. Leave us some comments. We'd love to hear those. And check us out on Instagram at footyprimeig and on Twitter at footy_prime. And check out wearefootyprime.com. Sign up for our newsletter.
Footy Prime out.
Thanks, everybody.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yep.